Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're talking to you on the important subject of how to confess the Word accurately. We're going to review quickly what we talked about and get into more about the how to confess the Word. We're taking this step by step so you can understand the truth of this. We've already talked about the fact that the Greek word homologio is the word confession, which means to say the same thing. What are we going to say? The Word of God. We're going to confess the Word of God. Now this word is to be received in our heart, because confession is going to release our faith. We believe the word in our heart, and it's going to be released out to bring the possession of the promise of God. Now the word gets in our heart every time we hear it. And when we confess the word, we are releasing the ability of God, which is in the word, in order to bring it to pass. God's ability is in the word, and it comes to pass after its own kind. Now when you confess the word, as a priest of God, Jesus, the high priest of our ministry in this day of this covenant, he takes that and confesses it before the Father and before the angels. And we're talking about what we specifically confess in order to see these promises come to pass. And this is important to realize. There are two aspects of our confession. One, what Jesus legally did for us through what he accomplished at the cross and his resurrection and bringing the new covenant into being. And this is the scriptures that talk about what he's already done for us, who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, the scriptures that would deal with the past tense of the what Jesus has already accomplished for us. The second aspect is what God is experientially doing for us now through our faith being released to bring these legal promises of God into manifestation in our life. And this is very important. Now, let's talk about this. The Word of God is spiritual law, not physical law. When we see the promise of God, it is spiritual law that Jesus has accomplished. But we're going to bring it into manifestation in the natural, in the physical realm, by confessing it and speaking it into being, just like God said things and release light, release the firmament of the heavens, release things into being. And this is exactly what you are going to do in your life as you confess the Word of God. Let's take an example in the area of healing. The Bible declares, 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you were healed. That means that legally that's been accomplished. That means spiritual law declares that healing has already been accomplished. That doesn't mean you're already healed physically now. If that was the case, you could never get sick. The fact is that it is a spiritual law that can be taken hold of and applied to your life in order to bring physical health and healing into your body. So what are we going to confess? We're going to confess what Jesus already did for us. He took our sickness through the stripes. He bore it away. And the spiritual law of healing now is our legal right in Christ. Now, in doing so, we are going to confess in a present tense declaration the taking hold of the healing power of God to flow into our body, because confession is going to release this promise into being. So we're confessing our legal right of what he's already done for us, and then we're going to take hold of the healing power of God with our faith, declaring it flowing into our body, bringing healing, releasing that to make us whole in our body. Confession of our legal right alone doesn't release power. It simply declares your legal right. Then, having confessed that legal right, then you can confess to take hold of the power of God. So again, we're going to confess what God has done for us and confess what God is doing for us to experience the manifestation of the promise of God. The Lord taught me a long time ago that I should say what I believe he is doing for me now, according to my legal right in Christ. if I will say what God is doing for me now, exactly in line with His Word, then that's going to release Him to do that for me now. In other words, God does for me what I say He is doing for me as long as I say things that are in line with my legal rights in Christ, which would be in line with the Word of God. Very important. Let's just give an example in the area of healing of confession of what we would pray. If you were praying for healing, you'd pray something like this. Heavenly Father, I confess that because Jesus took my infirmities and bore away my sicknesses, and by Jesus' stripes I was healed, it is my legal right to possess healing. I therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, and I take hold of your healing mercy, your healing power, and I thank you that your healing power is flowing into my body, and that you are healing me now in Jesus' name. What this confession does, it declares our legal right of healing based on what Jesus already did for us, and it takes hold of the healing power declaring, it is flowing in my body now. Your confession is releasing this power of God to work in our life. You know, you never saw Jesus come up to someone and say, well, you're already healed. No, He came up and He spoke a present tense declaration to release that healing. He said, be healed, be cleansed, be opened for that year. He released the power of God by speaking the word in a present tense declaration of what God is doing. Now, Romans 4:17, we were talking about that at the end of the last broadcast. We want to deal with this today. The Bible says in Romans 4:17, speaking of Abraham, he was calleth those things which be not as though they were. This scripture is very important to understand. It sounds like you're calling those things that are not as though they already were so. And this is what many people have stood upon to confess that something has already been done. But there's a problem in the translation of this verse, unfortunately, in the King James Version. You can check this out in the Greek, in the interlinear translations. The one verb tense is not correct, and that is where it's translated were. Where it says, call up those things which be not as though they were, it literally means as though they're being. It's the same tense. The Emphasized Bible by Joseph Rotherham states, he calls those things that are not as things that are. Young's literal translation of the Holy Bible, this is Robert Young that also did Young's Concordance, translates it, is calling the things that be not as being. Interlinear literal translation of the Greek New Testament by George Ricker Berry states, he calls the things not being as being. Marshall's interlinear Greek English New Testament also says, calling the things not being as being. These four little translations I've quoted to show you the fact that this is a mistranslation, unfortunately, in the King James Version. And the fact is that it should be correctly translated of the present tense of be. And this is important for you to understand. Because when you are confessing something in this manner, you are calling things that are not happening as happening. Literally, you're saying, I'm going to confess to release the ability of God to manifest His promise by confessing the things that are not happening as happening. Let's illustrate this again in the area of healing. If you have sickness in your body, you don't confess that you're already healed to release healing into your body. Instead, you confess that you were already healed by what Jesus did on the cross, which means that now it is your spiritual legal right, and therefore you believe that you receive, or that means that Greek word is lambano, take hold of the healing, and I confess that healing is flowing into my body now. The confession that healing is flowing into my body is based on what Jesus has already done for us, and that releases our faith so that healing actually flows into our body. Actually, you are speaking or prophesying the will of God into being, into your life to see this come to pass. You're confessing the Word of God according to your legal rights in Christ, and you are confessing what God is doing for you now, to experientially release the ability of God to bring the promise into being. See, most people haven't understood this. You might say, well, how can I confess what God is doing for me now? Because you have the promise of God in the Word, and you are the one who is supposed to speak this thing into being to release your faith so that God can bring this into manifestation in your life. Now, how long are we supposed to do this? That's another important point. Some people think I should just confess one time and that's it. If I confess more than once, I would be confessing in unbelief. That's not true, because in that scripture, Romans 4:17, where it says calleth, notice the ETH in the King James Version. ETH there, and this is many of the King James Version verbs have an ETH ending. That's significant because most of the time this ETH signifies the present tense of the verb. And here, this word calleth is in the present tense. This tense is very important because it indicates the type of action to be taken. The present tense indicates continuous and repeated action of the verb until the desired result. So the present tense of calleth literally means to call and to continue to call repeatedly until you would see the manifestation. And this is exactly what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to confess continuously what we are seeing God do, what we're releasing Him to do, until we see the manifestation of the promise of God. And this is so important. If you will learn to confess continuously, we do this in bringing the promise of God into pass. This is what it means to hold fast your confession. We're to hold fast our confession, and that word also is in the present tense, where we continually speak it and keep speaking that until the manifestation of the promise in our life. And you know, as you keep confessing the word, then the power of God is continually released, and it's going to bring the manifestation of the promise of God into manifestation in your life. This happens for moving a mountain. This also happens for seeing a promise. This happens for casting out demons. It's also in the present tense when Jesus would do it. And everything that we do, we pray a prayer of faith, continuously releasing the ability of God by declaring what God is doing for us now, or continually speaking in a present tense declaration to release our faith. That accurate confession brings the manifestation of the promise of God in our life. Very important that you grasp hold of this. Hopefully you can take hold of this and start applying this. Confess what God has done for you legally, and then confess what He is doing for you now to bring the manifestation of the promise. This is the way you'll move your mountains, and you will see God perform His word in your life. Well, take hold of this, start doing it, and you're going to see God bring your promises into being. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Apply this. Watch God move in your life. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.